Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for the third day of December 2023. Oh, I've got a very difficult one for us today, and it's difficult because it's not going to be readily understood. And I understand that, you know, all great insights, all powerful insights, insights that actually do change the complexion of our life, even our world, are not popular. And Jesus was killed for them. Socrates was killed for them. Anwar Sadat was killed for them. Dr. Martin Luther King was killed. We just don't put up with truth at all. That's not what we're about. We're about raw, nasty survival. Trying to live our life on the edge all the time of our humanity and using it as the prowess for our life. So Jackson has written me. He lives in Colorado. We get a lot of Colorado people. That's interesting. And he goes into this. What good is meditation? And what good are you as a teacher? You say our bodies are working against us. What else can we do? We all have bodies, he said. Does meditation change that? And you as a teacher, do you condone that? Jackson. Well, Jackson, as a teacher, it is my responsibility to research everything I possibly can and at the same time practice everything that I preach or that I teach. So I do both. And I can say without the idea of needing an authority that if you go and read books in that offer you insight and the science of, let's say, like Sapolsky's recent book, which I am just enthralled with, it's really about how we have no free will. And I've talked about it many times on my podcasts. It's very important for you to understand the premise of your life, what really is initiated through living. And are you going to live through your body, which is going to betray you? Now, Jackson, I want you to think about this for a minute with me, okay? You were born into this little body. You had no idea where you came from, how you got here. You started living your life, breathing and playing and eating food and pooping and peeing and doing all the things that your physical body demanded of you to do. That was just the way it was and is. And in your youth, it was, you know, the body was a pleasure toy. It made you feel happy, or what you thought was happy. It made you feel sad. It did a lot of things. It defined your life by the moods that were set in the body. So as you went on living in this body, for the body, from the body, trying to find some sort of happiness, you'll notice that your happiness diminished and that you needed more and more things. New things, maybe better things, maybe that you thought would be new and better to make you happy. But as you did all this, you were slowly, slowly going in the decline, losing your hair, maybe, or gaining weight, getting old and wrinkly, and finding that your tolerance for things changed. You didn't have the same tolerance you had when you were younger. Maybe going on a little deeper, you found that you were growing weaker physically, mentally, emotionally. You had all these emotions going on, but even they started to change the nature of your life and how you were approaching your life, how you were living in your life. And you started to realize maybe some of this or even all of it. And then one day, you get very sick, and you don't know why you got very sick, but you got very sick, and then your body dies. It kills itself. Now, if you think you are the body, then you have to admit that your body killed you. That's the end of it. And if you're a nihilist, like most people, you think, well, that's the way it is. You don't know why that's the way it is. You're not interested in why that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's nihilism. So fade to black. That's what nihilists believe. There's no circumstances for life. There's no consequences for our actions. We live, get all we can. We get sick and die, and that's the end of it. That's the average pedestrian mentality's way of living. So, what does meditation do? Well, if it is practiced, most people think of it as a relaxation thing. That is so absurd to me. In my work, in my meditations, I've sweated over it a lot. It's a very, very difficult thing to become passive towards everything I just mentioned to you here on this podcast about growing old, getting sick, and dying, about how meaningless our lives are, because no matter what you do in this world, no good deed goes unpunished. Nobody likes you anyway. No matter what you do, no matter how, look at the greatest people we've had here. We've killed them all. We've absolutely killed them. So when you start thinking about this world, where you are, your body, how you live with your body, do you not see that it's betraying you? And if you meditate, if you truly meditate, if you reach the depths of silence and you can allow that silence to alter you, change you, then you have something very beautiful occurring. You have something of the other shore occurring. You have an out. You can transcend all of this craziness and live in something more profound. Not profane, but profound. The body is a crypt. It dies, and it all during your life, it's a crypt, and it kills the spirit in you that might want to find the way, the truth, and the light, that might discover the soul, the eternal life that lives within us. But we're not interested in that because our mental acuity cannot contain that. It cannot sustain that. My mental acuity can only think of what's next, what's next, what's next. When's Friday? When's Friday? When's Friday? It's always looking for something to occupy me so I don't have to face whatever it is that I'm doing with myself. When you really understand any of that and all of that, it's when things begin to change a little bit. You have to be suspicious of your thoughts and doubt your body and what its proportions are in your life and how it is guiding your life into oblivion. Nobody wants to see this, and I understand it. I'm one of few teachers in the world, meditation teachers, that will talk to you about this. If you really want to know anything, if you want an education, you read Homo Deus, you read Sapiens, and you read Behave and his new beautiful book, Determined. And if you are willing to read any of those books, which we all should, in my opinion, if you want to understand the nature of yourself and the world, that is when something can be done. That's when something mystical and magical can happen. You have to be sick of your own sickness, as Lhasa said in the Tao. If you are not sick of your own sickness, you will continue on in the charade of thinking you have a life, which is only really propagated out of the consequences of our evil, our human nature, which does a lot of really ugly things in order to survive. There you are, Jackson. Wish you well. Hope this helped. And if I can do anything else for you, always feel free to contact me. Thank you for listening, all of you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.